We encourage everyone else to go to CUs and other schools as well.
Yeah. And other schools, go to your CU as well. Okay, so here we are. So let me share with you my story. So before Latin, I had my first ever Latin in February this year, which is quite crazy considering I'm old. Well, there's lots of you young people that are just having your first time, and it is just the most incredible thing. And I wish I'd gone when I was a bit younger, but I've been very involved with sports, so I've never really had time to come. And in a way, when I tell you more, it's been a blessing that it was my first one in February, because the journey I've had has just been incredible. So before Latin, from September to February, I started year 12, and I went through quite a lot of doubt, and I just felt like a lack of the presence of God in my life, and just a lack of the Holy Spirit. And there were a lot of people in my school that were asked, that I became friends with, that were asking questions about faith, and I just didn't know how to answer it, and I just felt, and they were coming up with these like atheist answers, and I was just like, wow, that could be right, and really doubting it. And then my friends, like Louise and Amy and Sarah and Timmy, had been to October Latin, and I was like, last year, and I was like, oh, I really want to go to that. And they all went, they'll all be going in February. So I put my name down, and none of them, apart from Timmy, went. So I got on the bus, and I was like, oh, so I don't really know that many people, apart from Timmy. Then Eloise and Rhianne were there, and I didn't know they're Christian, and I found out they were, and it was just amazing, and I spent a lot of time with them, and they were really helpful. And so basically, I come from a high sea Church of England background, my dad's a priest, and my mum's very involved in the church, so... with my church, it's very traditional with choral music, and I didn't realise until coming to Latin in February just how alive God is and just with us. And I was just completely taken back, and I'd never really had this kind of awesome worship, because it just, I love the kind of kind of choral worship that I do at church, but this is just different, and I love the different kind of worships that you can do. And when I came to Latin, I knew it was going to be special, and I remember just praying up in the room that I'm in this time as well, so I was just there by myself, and I was just like, come on God, I just want to feel the presence of you, like I just feel like I'm lacking you with me, and all these people seem like they have it. And so then on the Wednesday night in the main session, I put out my hands, and the young leaders are incredible, and one in particular was Hannah Smith, and she's gone to America now, but she came and prayed with me, and I just cried, and I was completely overwhelmed. I was just like, I just want to feel the Holy Spirit, and she was praying with me, and I just felt the love of God just like completely fill me, and it was just amazing. And the talks that week were really good as well, with Neil Smith doing, and it was just it was just so good. And I just felt like so completely changed, and like that moment was just February the 18th was just like the most insane night. And I just cried and cried and cried, and the next morning I wrote a letter to myself about how far I'd come, and I read it the other day, and it's in my room, and it's just so amazing to read how far away I felt from God, and how much doubt I was going through. And then in that moment on the Wednesday evening, I realised how much God was with me, and I left Latin knowing that I was on a new, refreshed journey with God, and that it was going to be a good life, and that this journey was going to be great. And anyway, after Latin, I was like, what do I do now? So it's Latin's finished, and I decided to go to youth group. So I went to Sarah Chan's youth group, which is MTR, and I went to Going Deeper as well with Eloise and Emily and people there, and that those were so helpful in helping me learn more about God. And from Letton, like, I really learned that it's really crazy, but basically I'd never like properly read the Bible, like never, which I think when I came to Letton in February, I was just like, that's silly, why have I not done that? Like, why don't I read the Bible? So I'm slowly reading through it, and my image of God was of what other people's image was, so it wasn't my own, because I hadn't read the Bible to realize who God was, because I was just listening to what everyone else's idea and perception of God was, rather than it actually being my own. And to start reading the Bible and like finally like seeing the Bible kind of talk to me and like realize how awesome God is for myself without people saying how great he is, and it being from them, I could finally see it for myself. So from being from a strong Christian family as well, it was about finally just believing it for myself rather than just going with what their faith was, because it's so easy with my dad being a priest and mum being so involved to just like be believing off their Christian faith. So I was like, I need to make that step and just acknowledge God for myself and just be a Christian in my own right kind of thing. And like Letton of February just really helped me with that. And so after that, I kept meeting Hannah Smith, which is just incredible, because I was going to these youth events and she was the one that prayed for me. And I went to MTR, and which is the youth group at Sarah's at, and she was there, and I was like, oh my gosh. And then we had a chat, and then on the Friday there was another event at Activity World, which I think a few of you might have been at, and I spoke to her, and I was just telling her about that I had to go through a lot of difficult decisions with choosing between focusing on football or hockey and all of that, and I just didn't feel like I completely had God completely involved with the I tried to, but I wanted to feel his presence more and have him more involved with every decision I make. And she said, oh, there's a really good verse in Isaiah for that, it, like talking about like whether you like what when you're walking down a path, like if you turn left or right, that there's God behind you, you'll hear the voice. And so then that was the Friday night, and I and it was really fun at Activity World. And the next day we had another meetup, just like Letteners afterwards, and I came home, and my mum was like, oh, I've been praying about you. I just had a little prayer session. I was like, oh, okay. She was like, I've got a Bible verse for you that came into my head. And I was like, oh gosh, I know what this is going to be. And there it was written on a piece of paper, and it was Isaiah 30:21. And I got out my Bible and I was like, oh my gosh, this, wow. And then I opened the Bible and it says, whether you turn to the left or to the right, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. And I was just like, that's it, God is saying he is with me whatever decision I make, like that he's talking to me through the Bible. People were saying, oh yeah, God talks to me through the Bible. And I was like, I haven't really experienced that, well, because I haven't really read the Bible. So and then I was like, you're talking to me, this is insane. And then I was just like, you're with me, this is incredible. And that was just such a God incident and just so incredible, and just love sharing that. And that verse is just going to be special to me for the whole of my life. So and then coming up to this Letton, I knew it was going to be special again, because it being my second, knowing a bit more about it, and my friends decided to come along this time. And so on the Wednesday night, last night, it's a special Wednesday night, I just before we had the prayer, I went to the toilet, and Emily Young was saying about how you can pray on the toilet. Thought I'd try it out, so had a little prayer on the toilet, and I was like, God, I just really want to be filled with your Holy Spirit and just want I just want to be filled with your wisdom, and just so that I know what to do and can deal with situations that you put me in, and so I can share God's word with people, being a year 13, so I can share it with the younger people in school and all over the place. So then I put last night I put my hands out to ask for the came back in the room after being to the toilet. I put my hands out and Rachel came and prayed with me, and I just had my hands out and we're praying and praying that I'd be equipped, which is what she said, and I was like, equipped is just the perfect way of saying it, like just equipped with all that I need to go out there and have wisdom and know the right things to say, and just also she said about clarity, and that was just perfect. That was just exactly what I was thinking, and that it was the word that I knew that I wanted, that described how I was feeling. I just wanted clarity of that God is with me and God will give me wisdom to be with me in all the situations that, he's with me. And so there I was praying, standing there, and she was just praying, and I was like, come on, standing there like, come on, like, I just want to feel your Holy Spirit and just, fill me, because all these people have, like, had these physical experiences, and I've only been, like, emotionally, like when I was just completely crying in February, and I was just like, I just want to feel it, like, these people that just do, and I was just standing there, I was like, come on, is it going to happen, am I just going to feel slightly empty? And then I just felt this like gradual feel, and like my legs got a bit shaky, and I was like, oh gosh, and then I was like, oh no, and then Rachel was there, and she was like, it's okay, and I was like, I'm gonna fall back, and she's like, it's okay, I'll catch you, and there I was, fell back, and it was amazing, because I've never been able to fall back in the trust exercises, never, so I was like, this has to be God, because I can't do it by myself, and there I was, and I was just laying on the floor, and I was just laughing, and I was just like, this is insane, God, I asked you to give me some kind of physical feeling of your Holy Spirit, and you just did, and I cannot believe how awesome you are. I can't give words to describe it. And I was just there in amazement of how great God is, and just completely overjoyed. And I sat up, and from being from a high Church of England background, I was a little bit shocked that it happened to me, because those kind of things aren't really spoken about, like the power of the Holy Spirit in my church, definitely. And so I got up and I was like, but I'm from a high C of E, like what? And I've always wondered, oh, can you really like be completely overcome? And well, I can. So I was like, whoa. So you definitely can. And it's so exciting to see how my life's been changed and how other people's have. And just looking back, it's been insane, like, how far I've come. And I've realised that life is a continual journey with God, and you just keep developing. And, I've found it very difficult to in worship, as I only really started this worship kind of in February time, to, like, properly feel it, and like being with God being alive in me, and it's only been this lesson that I've actually been able to like raise my hands when I'm singing, and I just think that's so amazing, because when I saw other people doing it, I was like, oh, that's really cool, like, but I just don't feel it. And this lesson, I've just really felt the urge to just like put my hands up in praise, and it's all about praising God and all the amazing things that He can do in our lives. And yeah, so I just look forward to seeing all that happens in my life and all of your lives, because God is good.